They're not that they hear you say.
Guys out there that we've
what?
Been talking about it for too long, and now bloody
Yemma.
Come closer.
Yemma.
That's
Yemma.
Better.
That's
better.
They're going to lock us all up.
Only the Hygie babies.
Is that right?
They're going to lock only Hygie up.
So us bush growers.
No, hang on. Explain yourself. What are you
laws.
Talking
us
about?
Us bush bandits.
Seed new laws proposed and going to happen. No proposed about it in their talk by New South Wales, who have suddenly leapt to the forefront of the strongest cannabis laws in Australia.
For the strongest cannabis in Australia, you've got to have the strongest laws.
20 years jail for 200 plants or more. 10 years jail for 5 plants.
It's an advertising
point.
All hydro.
It's an advertising
point. Indoors.
5 plants indoors. Okay, have that 5 plants outdoors.
If a child, anyone who's in the house where hydro is growing is arrestable.
See, Sally?
Any children, if your children know about it, or you show children how to do it, you are cooked, mate. Yeah. They're never going to let you out again.
No.
Show them how to what? Smoke it?
No.
Grow
hydroponically.
How to grow marijuana, or in fact, to grow anything hydroponically.
So
it's a crime. To show a child how to grow something. And just before we go any further, big thank you to Shelley and Ecotones. Great show again.
Great
right?
show.
Always.
Yes.
Really well.
Now, listener, you've got to put up with us. Instead of one .s, you get a .s and two
Beirut.
They do. At 12 o'clock, they flip over to ABC or something, don't they?
They do.
So when Shelley leaves the building...
We're not brutes.
Anyway, my phone started ringing early about the new cannabis laws because then the ABC wasn't calling it hydro, and after about 9:30, they started saying it was hydro, and you could feel the North Coast relax.
Because that's basically the remedy of the cities, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. But you know the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
So how much do
you know what
cost?
The unexpected result is?
It's good for us.
They reckon 5,000 phone calls to Lifestyle Real Estate this morning.
I know.
Everyone wants to move to New Zealand. Everyone's out of the city.
They sold their factories.
You can't go hygiene.
They sold their factories.
That's right.
They sold their sheds and their houses with their...
Do it with Bush.
Yeah.
And gone to Bush.
Yeah. Behind a Bush.
Yeah. Mind you, you know, so look, you know...
Someone was offering $5 million to buy the Bush factory. You'd grow a few plants in the Bush factory.
You could grow a few in the Bush. Oh.
And some 240.
It's got the water there.
It's got 415 volts, three-phase power. You could have lights like the world hasn't seen. They'd just blast out those louvers at the top.
As long as you have the speakers going with music 24 hours a day, they just assume you were showing film.
Yeah, they are. And this is why it's the last movie this weekend.
The last movie. You're the old theatre cameraman. For years, I went every
Friday night to the movies, and there was Bob putting on the
there
movie.
I was.
Time, gentlemen, please. Time.
Five minutes, please, ladies.
The projector operator.
I'm going to go tomorrow night. Let me say 5 minutes, please. 5 minutes, please, ladies. 5 minutes, please, ladies and gentlemen. 5 minutes.
Headed back to the
finish up those joints, boys and girls. And get back inside.
Those
on 5 minutes.
You never used to say it until you'd been out and you'd sample everybody's possible.
Yeah, you know.
Then you used to go back into the building and you'd run the first reel backwards.
No, you'd go and get a coffee, wouldn't you?
None of us noticed.
You'd walk back towards there with a coffee.
I'd go and get a coffee. I'd come back through and I'd
weed through the joints.
People would waylay me on purpose.
Bob, we haven't finished rolling it.
With whatever. They had waylay me to try to drag that fire.
Waylay you or waylay you?
Waylay.
Because outside of the movies, on the banks of Mulgrave Creek, was one of the better moments of the week.
Oh, intermission was what everyone looked forward to.
Was a highlight.
And I've got to say, if you can have a new year, the down there, but by the creek.
By the creek.
The old buttery, that's such
so
a
there's
beautiful
there's a lot of talk about it being the last movies. And
it's
I
the last picture show.
Last picture show, and people interested in the new and booming Nimbin film industry and theatre groups are gathering down there.
They are.
Three
like vultures.
4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, I heard. Mm-hmm. And see what can be done about the...
That's what I've heard, yes. That's what I've heard, yeah.
The community
all the arty-farty people are all hovering around like...
Arty-farty theatre people.
There's a whole swarm circling.
Shelley's back. You can come back, listener.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just needed to make an apology. The piece of the thing about Jimmy Clements today on the Aboriginal Tent Embassy was actually Burry speaking.
Burry Jerome?
Yeah.
Ah, our Burry.
Ah, our Burry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry about that, everyone.
Could we get that clear?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's fine. Okay, cheers. Thank you.
You it wasn't John Howard.
Yeah, no, it would never be John Howard speaking like that on the FM.
Did you hear John this morning?
No, I didn't.
Oh, madness. I haven't seen the photo.
Was this about the wheat?
Well, yeah, you know, yeah. There's a photo in the Herald and the Age that's I haven't even seen the photo. Have you seen today's Herald? There's a photo.
Oh,
there.
The gun party. I've seen it, yes.
Yeah, and
front
no
page. Have a look. Great
look,
photo.
Everyone who's been overseas knows there's a photo or two they wouldn't like being shown, you know?
I wonder what his are. I wonder what his are.
And no one is to show that photo of me naked swimming in the Aegean that morning.
Is that right? Everyone, he said,
anyway,
everyone knows.
He's not talking about a naked swimming head. No, because he heard they've got photos of it.
Wait,
I want to tell you this. John Howard pumps iron. He probably shoots steroids.
Okay.
He definitely pumps iron.
Okay.
And when you get him naked, you'll realise why they call him the perfectly formed Prime Minister.
Okay. I'm surprised he hides it well under a suit that's obviously tailored to make him look short and stodgy.
I also happen to know that at school he was called the small one.
Okay. That was his IQ. That wasn't the
IQ. Oh, look at the front page.
Isn't it a beauty?
Taking care of business in Baghdad. There's one guy with no clothes on.
He's a
pointing
official.
A gun at the camera.
At the time these were taken, these were government officials.
No, they were AWB employees. Okay, the guy on
the other guy's got a shaggy kid with a huge machine gun.
As government
and a bag of wheat.
Yeah, okay. The guy on the left, the nude guy, his name...
With the six gun.
His name
pointing it at the camera.
His
hey, I'm on behalf of Howard.
Trevor Flug.
Flug.
Trevor Flug. Flugy. Personally sent by Howard.
Former chairman of the AWB.
And see the other bald one? See the bald one with the machine gun on the other side?
He's,
you know what he calls himself?
Michael Long.
Proteus.
Michael Long.
Look at his code name.
His code name, on his emails is Proteus.
Hey, have a look at the table there. Is that a bong on that table?
That's a huge
what?
Bong on the table next to the AWB chair.
She's there in Hashish country. There's no alcohol.
Of course they are. Yeah, Michael Long. Michael Long, the
Proteus.
The global sales chief. He's toting, like... Something that
an armalite,
it looks like. It's something that would give Schwarzenegger thrills to hang on to. And he's got one of those heads that takes about an hour to get completely and spotlessly bald the first thing in the morning, you know. Probably use a hair remover cream that his wife buys, you know.
Depilatory
cream, but he wouldn't dare buy it himself, so his wife buys it. Everyone thinks she's actually got a little bit of a moustache. She has to get
rubbing on, man.
But it's got his skull, mate. Michael Long. So, but all this stuff, there's a... Or an email that goes straight to Downer's office.
Straight to Downer's office.
When the guy in Baghdad says, I think this money's being used to pay bribes. And they say, don't be ridiculous, it's after sales service.
After sales service.
That's what they call it.
It's a new kind of GST.
Yeah.
When asked whether they consider running it past the UN, they said, why would we do that?
You realise the spelling is S.
Yeah.
Now you think, why are we talking about this? Because it's got nothing to do with drugs? Well, you're wrong.
Absolutely.
It does. And we'll tell you why a little later.
I thought it was to do with the fact that the drugs that the AWB board members must have been on
to take those photos.
To take the photographs. The one of the nude guy with the pistol is scary as shit. It really is. He looks like he's.
So he couldn't give a shit.
But he looks like he's. Yeah. He's
like a man in black.
He's grinning madly.
Yeah. The one with the pistol looks like he's drunk, stoned, and other things as well. And he's prepared to shoot the cameraman to take him the photograph.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy with the shaved head, like you said, looks like a man in black with his jacket off.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's hot.
Oh, it isn't, it, right?
He must have been a buddy. Reject. You all know that men in black never take off their black jackets. And they've actually got black shirts underneath them. So he's a bit of a reject.
Oh, yeah.
He's
a maverick.
He's a bit like our friend. You know who his hero would be? Our boy in Guantanamo. Hicksy. Him. He models himself after David Hicks.
The guy on the machine gun is Hicksy.
Machine gun. This guy here. He would love to be a Hicksy.
This is John Howard's assistant.
He's like global sales manager, right? Global sales.
Come on.
That's how we sell our globes around here.
Global solutions. They probably work for global solutions.
So we've got lots of
basically, by the way, folks, yes. Global solutions are going to be putting all of us guys up very shortly because we're all going to get put in jail.
We are indeed. And global solutions, I've also heard, maybe we're going to be part of the foundations of the new Byron sewage works because global solutions are putting in that.
Oh, fantastic.
Isn't that wonderful?
Global solutions. Yeah, they've sold everything.
Yeah, they're people who own Halliburton.
They're the ones that do the jails and the detention centres.
Global solutions. Mate, they just fix everything. They're just a general handyman on a global level. You
know what their motto is?
If a government's got a leak, if a government's got a leak somewhere, you know,
it's
like,
in Latin.
In Latin it sounds a lot more punchy, doesn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, sounds great in Latin. You fuck it, you'll fuck it. Fixadorum. It's great. It's really very impressive. Yeah.
Hey, what's wearing on the choppers?
Choppers. They did a circle around our house up the top end of High Street. The top end of town.
When?
A couple of days ago.
They were checking. That was a terrorist chopper. That wasn't.
We all knew that.
Clearly, under the Premier's direction now, they'll be looking for Haji Baby. They're looking for Haji Baby.
I guess they've got those heat detectors in their bellies, and they're running there looking for houses with the lights on at night.
Hey, on the ABC this morning, they interviewed the Minister.
Power bill.
Power suck.
The Minister for Mental Health.
Sorry, it's had a good morning.
Fiona Wiley asked the Minister for Mental Health, Cherie.
That's a good name.
Said,
like
well,
that.
What about the people who are growing, you know, mata outdoors, normal cannabis, cannabis in the ground?
Hang on.
What about them
outdoor, normal cannabis in the ground? I like that. I like that.
They haven't got a handle on this thing.
She was nice. I immediately liked Cherie, who said, look, people have got a bit of personal cannabis. Look, we don't want them to get a criminal record or they've got a criminal issue. We're after the quantity suppliers, the big suppliers, growing indoors.
Hydro baby.
We're talking hydro.
Hydro baby.
Yeah. I rang Julie Sabra from Delta's office and she said, don't blame me. They told me they were just doing something about hydro. So, and sure enough, an hour later, the news changed.
Michael, you're the one that got this whole distinction started in the press. If it hadn't been for you coming out in the press years ago, whinging about the difference, there's a difference.
Do you remember Crystal Lund?
Yeah, Crystal
Lund. Came up with the drug summit.
That's right.
Didn't come from me.
Do you remember the interview done with the Hemp Embassy about how people were using hydro fertilizer, they were dipping their cigarette papers in them, drying them out, and rolling joints of tobacco with the papers and getting just as stoned.
I remember getting a lot of bad flack over that.
Now, a few people have tried that.
I have Triple J never ring us again.
A few people have tried that experiment.
And got stoned as heaps.
Oh, that really got you off the hook, didn't you? You've never had a phone call from Triple J. They reported it, mate.
Anyway, the unfortunate... I'm not going to deny, I've heard too many stories now.
Okay.
There are people who one cone, and it's probably hide with spin, the inner bong, full on whack. One cone's enough to trip an odd 1 in 100,000 people out.
But you know,
and the same as some people never handled an acid trip. I remember some people didn't handle acid. There's a lot of people who don't handle getting drunk, mate. They just want to fight. I've got a lot of friends who, since they get pissed, they want to fight people. What's wrong with them? It's great they smoke cannabis.
Mm.
Do we want them back on booze?
Mm. Mm.
Back on legal alcohol? I mean, it's just lost the plot totally. I do think cannabis, if it's grown indoors, in earth, but who knows? Why don't they test it? They should test it. That's the obvious thing.
But you've got to look at the media and the newspapers and what's happening in the world around us right now. And I've been taking a little bit of a survey on news stories that come through. About 15 to 20% of news stories that come through are drugs. This is all the stories about everything.
That's what our show's about, mate.
Leaves falling in farm distance.
2 hours straight.
About earthquakes in Siberia. All of these different things, they get near. Drug stories, usually 20% of what you read, maybe more.
Pain relief is a big subject.
Take moss, it's cocaine, is now apparently fashionable.
It's what caused religion.
It's also illegal.
Pain relief is what caused Buddha to do his thing, Jesus to do his thing. It's all come from people trying to not have pain, not have worry, not have stress, not have anguish.
No, it's just people trying to get stoned.
No, I've got along with the stoner on this one.
No. People like, and animals like, and creatures like, to get whacked as rabbits.
We do.
Why?
We do.
Why?
Pain or no pain?
No pain. Because there's good. No pain.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
No, it's like,
it minimises pain.
No,
it
hey,
good.
Why not go the other road?
I agree.
Why not go, rather than starting from...
It's so easy.
You know, look,
we're having the discussion.
Yeah.
Please. It's all over now.
You're the one that's supposed to be with the pain of the day. You're the ex-Catholic. Oh, he's supposed to be.
I just thought it was a better political argument.
No, I just figured that going from pain and pain relief, if you go from normal and pleasure increase, what's wrong with that?
I mean, you will not feel good. Okay. You will work.
This seems to be the crunch in all the drug issue, that I, as far as I can see, is that...
You've it's got, not taxed. That's the drug
that's
issue.
That's one issue. But you've got this scale. You've got pain on one end. You've got pleasure on the other end. You've got feeling nothing in the middle. Now, everything from the pain to the nothing level, that's cool. That's fine. But as soon as you go past the nothing, up into the pleasure level, oh, my God, suddenly it's verboten. It's
back
a whole,
to back.
It's a Christian guilt
it
fucking
is.
Thing.
It is. And all the buggers out there in suits who do work, and do suffer and do put up with it to have their Bondi view and whatever and manage. Mm. They don't want us not working, mate.
It's all
they
it's
want
all
us suffering the with them.
Ah, but you can work and enjoy it too. I mean,
yeah.
I quite enjoy working on stuff.
Yes, that's
I mean, that's something that they don't like to think about. Their workers having a good time.
Technically,
yeah.
When was the last time you worked?
1973.
Is your memory that
good? Do you remember 73? Yeah. I remember 73. We had to pour that slab. It was a hot day. It was work. Oh, I didn't really want to do
it. I had a job in 75 driving a truck.
But that was fun. You enjoyed it.
I loved it.
It was fun.
I got to listen to the radio and just cruise around in the cab of a truck by myself and just groove.
We live in this la-la land called Nimbin.
La-la.
The asylum that was.
La-la-la.
We are la, so lucky.
La,
free range
see many tracks out there about blunts and doobies. Made love to Cypress Hill by Bali and the Loonies. But one place I feel that this field is deficient. It's smoking Aussie Star, cause you know we'd be proficient. So listen, as I take you through the process, cause smoking Aussie Star is from Turak to South Oakley. Big blunts to Virtues, east to west coasters. We smoke the most of the local hookers.
I remember when I was younger, some sort of electrical short circuit between my fingers and my brain. I remember when I was younger, playing that sort of Nordic, gothic, angsty, whatever it is, there's another, the dawn on something. Some basic gothicness, Nordic, gothic, Viking, Valhalla-ish feel about it. For me to talk about it, we had a heap of things to talk about. The other guys have decided they can't be bothered. Every time I do that, hey, I get a little crackle. Interesting. The other guys decided they really didn't give a shit. And they weren't going to bother about coming in and talking to you. If you're looking for something to do tonight, Stipski, World Music Originals, and juggling and other stupid things, stage antics, happening at the Nimbin Pub tonight. So get up there if you want to hear a bit of Stipski. They're pretty interesting local extravaganza. Great music too, by the way. Great music. Stipski, Nimbin Pub tonight. Look. We were going to tell you all about the heroin smuggler that found himself trapped on a desert isle and had very little choice in his cuisine. We're going to tell you about the tunnel. We're going to tell you about a heap of stuff, but hell, if they can't be fucked, maybe I can't be either.
Well,
thanks,
you're out.
Nah, you're out.
Wait, she put fucking round.
Hey,
I got the line.
Live anyway, bro. You get the round.
Fuck, it's your round, dude.
It's your round.
Hanging at the back of the bus.
Days when I was a teenager.
That's boy.
Wow. Unbelievable photos. I've been reading these photos. The guy toting the gun, Trevor
Flug, he does care.
Is the Australian Wheat Board's former chairman.
I told them all this.
Oh, have you? And the global sales chief, the other guy.
This is what Bob told
me. They are fantastic photos. Thank God for Fairfax.
Jeez, I tell you what, he has a pipe and he relives the whole thing.
I reckon, yeah.
The grand
yeah.
Didn't we talk about that before?
Totally.
Totally.
Read it out.
I know.
You did. You
did. He hasn't got a clue. He hasn't got a
clue. Are you still there, listener?
But you could see in his eyes, couldn't you, Gerald? You could see in his eyes. He was gone.
I'm so happy when a bit of truth comes out. Hardly ever happened.
Hey, did you check out? Did you see the thing with the ball? Did you see the ball?
The ball.
Yes, jump what? Over the jump over the
what fence. What drugs are they giving the ball to do that?
What a nightmare beast it was. Did you see
the catch with the ball was he got over the first stick, but his back feet were precisely on that railing and
enough to leap again.
Yeah, he sprung 500 kilos and landed on top of everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Gord and Gord.
Yeah, he just spun around and around. And
one of the guys brought out
like a bull in a china shop.
One of the who?
One of the stabbed him to death or something. What did
one of the
brought out a knife and stabbed him.
Stabbed
a rampaging bull.
Very brave.
Death.
Very, very brave.
Did you see the other amazing footage, which was the tunnels from Mexico to America?
Oh, this
the
is some drug
tunnel.
News a laugh.
Ah, drug news. Here we are. We've done. Told you we'd give you some.
We did.
Another. I think they had 39 tunnels. We'll find the cutting. 39 tunnels in X number of years. But this latest tunnel they got went from a warehouse in Mexico to a warehouse in America.
I don't know
how long it was.
Wow.
Concrete lined, like 3 meters wide tunnel. They found 2 bales of 1 ton each.
Yeah. You're still worried about
in the Mexican.
I thought it was 10 ton each.
If they do too many more tunnels along the American Mexican border, it's just going to be like cut along the perforated line. The whole thing will just snap.
The whole border will snap.
They'll float away.
Mexico and South America.
The Rio Grande, if it had any water in it, would actually drop into the tunnels, wouldn't it? But the Americans are siphoning it all out before it gets to the
tunnel. That won't be hard.
Tumble into the sea.
No. What do they do with all the disused tunnels?
So America's getting out to them. You know how they're getting...
Good point, Bob. What are they going to do with all the disused tunnels? They've got railway tracks through them. You could have lights through them. You could have a...
Easy.
They did. It was all written and set up. It was huge.
So you just change the script and the lights are going out and just fill it full of hygiene.
And anyway, the American government and you knew how much money was being made, why wouldn't you?
Anyway, the gangs who grow the dope now are so big, and they are the ones building the hospitals and schools in those provinces. That's the reality of what's happening in Mexico.
That's exactly what happened in Colombia with coca.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Just like what's happening in Palestine with Hamas.
And you saw...
Who's playing Hamas?
Hamas, what drugs are they doing? Levy Red?
No. Which ones are the ones that just won?
Hamas,
yeah. They've been doing the schools and the hospitals.
Yes,
for years now. Because of the corruption and money coming in.
So you reckon we've got a revolution happening? We ain't even started.
No, from the bad guys.
Yeah.
They're in prison.
So they've got a system over there where Fatah had never been challenged democratically at the polls before.
Mm.
Been there ever since Yasser got up, pretty much.
Twisted Yasser.
Yeah, and the whole lot's been twisted for years and years. It's just a whole lot of guys hanging onto it.
The game was rigged.
Totally rigged.
All this rattling of sabres and carrying on. They were mates just carving up the pot.
So, but what you've got now is you've got two political sides, Fatah and Hamas. Both sides armed to teeth, even though Fatah used to pretend it didn't.
But they just
call themselves the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade instead, you know. They're all running around shooting off their guns at each other in the air. I mean,
it's still working for the powers that be, isn't it?
If the Israelis were smart, they'd stand back. But they're not standing back. They're actually getting their asses kicked by those right-wing settlers who won't leave. By their own people. By those nationalists hunkering down there in the forbidden lands that they're not supposed to have.
They've all done national service and they took their tanks with them and they went home.
It's pretty tight. There are guys there in robes and long white beards standing in front of guns held by nervous young Israeli soldiers.
Mm.
Not a good look.
Mm.
But it's a counterpoint to the two bands of Palestinian gunmen in the background shooting at each other.
It's building up in tempo, isn't it?
It's a madhouse over there right now. And the poor
old... Here in New South Wales, we're attacking the hygge growers.
Imagine,
20 years in jail for
imagine
growing
pot. Being
you might make
in the peace movement.
We ain't got that long. Wake up yourself.
I'll be sure.
That's right.
No, no, I'll just be quiet.
Pass the news over, would you?
You've got it.
Pass the sheet.
No, the folder.
Pass the news sheet.
You've got it. It's all in your bag, Bob.
No, come on. If you're going to crack the shinies now, Bob, come on, Bob along. We're only doing this to you because we like to see you respond like this.
Well, it worked. He's got the awfully
person. Scottish.
No, come on, no, don't be here.
There's a lot of discontent around this here town about him calling himself goddess for a start. We had a bit of a discussion about this over lunch. They said that to risk hermaphrodites in this incredibly callous and irresponsible manner.
It ain't I can explain that to people in a whole other way. The way, you know what helps me? Like, I have to, in him, and sometimes it's really trying, so I have to tell myself, don't worry, you know, this is just an outpost of Richmond Clinic, and you're one of the members, and we're just organising ourselves.
The asylum.
It's like we're at war. Yeah, it is an asylum. Well, no, it is now. The goddess. Don't listen to this. The goddess. We were going to call him SS, because it did seriously remind us of those days of Hitler and stuff. I don't like to talk about that. And SS, and you know, and he thought he was God, so we compromised. God.
That's not true at all. The real reason.
God.
The real reason I became
God. We could call him S God.
Is because when we put out for a goddess of the holy smoke, we put it around and we advertised and we asked on our bended knees. We asked.
Wait, who was we? Do you mind?
You, Bob along, myself. I
have
a look at
my knees. Have a look at my
knees. For that.
No sign of it.
Out there on the streets of Edmund trying to track down a real goddess. And did anybody
don't you remember that day?
Did anybody put their hands up?
Look, you're joking, man.
Did anybody put their hands up?
Do you think I've stopped looking? Do you think I stopped looking? Well, I just thought you were a bit of a joke. And I'm still looking. Anyone out there?
I'm hurt.
The goddess. Where are these goddesses?
I thought you were a bit of a joke. Quote, Michael Balderstone. We could use that. We'll take that off the records. We'll put that just about anywhere and against anybody who feel like it.
Let's take that off the record, shall we?
So what do you think?
A bit of a joke?
Yeah, a bit of a joke. But he's quite right, Michael, and I do remember the bended knee thing, and if your short-term memory doesn't go to the three of us crawling down the main street of Nimbin on our knees.
Begging for a goddess to present us.
Don't you remember that? I remember that so clearly.
And then did we get fooled by you in the wig and that blue coat with the pigeons?
No,
that
you just gave up all hope. You abandoned all hope.
And then you appeared. And you got the Holy Church of the Holy Smoke book, and that's what got me. That's what told me. I couldn't see you. I just was so into the church.
Well,
yeah, that's right.
I didn't look closely behind the veil.
You didn't see the 5 o'clock shadow on the face.
No. Well, you had a veil. You had that green veil.
You
smoke. The haze of smoke that was sitting around you. It covered the whole chair.
And I had little man boobies at that time, too.
You had little man boobies then, too.
Well, I got them to kind of copy you, and you've got rid of them. I'm left with these little man boobies.
And you were left with those little man boobies trying to copy. Exactly,
and
damaged eyesight at the same time, too. That'll teach you, won't it?
Terrible.
No, if you're divinely, you don't need to take drugs to make yourself better than what you really are.
Don't you?
Hey,
I've been trying for you. I always thought you did.
Talking of movies, we haven't had a show since the film comp. So many thanks to everyone who helped make the 39 Hours thing happen last weekend, and you know who you are. And it's all the girls in the from around the museum, all the young girls in town who got involved. I really enjoyed it, and we realised there's great potential there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got lots of free courses donated by Channel 10. Thank you very much.
$100
worth of courses at CTC on learning how to produce, camera, edit, all that stuff.
Wow.
And we are going to make good movies, mate.
Yeah.
Short movies.
Excellent.
That's great. You can say something big in a short movie.
You can, or you can say something small in a trite and a huge movie. Hollywood is about to bring out the first movie about 9/11. This is when history starts to get really fully rewritten. Oh, no, it's called Flight 94 or something.
And it's the one that hit the forest.
Yeah, no, this is the one
full of CIA agents and FBI agents.
Oh, it's the one that hit the floor.
It's the one that hit the what?
Hit the ground.
Yeah.
When the heroic passenger.
That'll be the one.
Dropped it, remember that one?
That'll be the one.
A New Zealander.
Yeah.
New
Zealand rugby player.
Yes, apparently.
Through the door.
What?
They made him New Zealand rugby player proof now.
Yeah, I know they have. Yeah, that was a fantasy they put forward.
Yeah.
I actually have a, I've got a guy in the States who's sending me a CD with all this vast amount of video and documentary proof showing exactly how the whole World Trade Center was a gigantic scam by the US to give them an open open carte blanche to go into the Middle East, whatever they
thought. Oh, the Middle West.
Please tell me.
He got a war on terror.
Please tell me Steve Covey's not being extradited from Canada and being held in American jail and they're going to keep him forever.
I think he is.
And they're leaving him in a cell with no blanket. He's got cancer. He's been using cannabis. He's really sick. They've got him on some pathetic little charge.
Yep.
Because he's been outspoken about it. He's going to die.
I won't tell you about it then.
Yeah, please tell me about it.
Now, tell us about it, Bob.
We're going to do drug news. We've got so much, we'll go through it quickly.
Shall we tell them about the heroin smuggler?
Because then we're talking about Mardi Gras, first meeting tonight.
Ooh, Mardi Gras.
And we might have the new market man. Paul's passing on the Mardi Gras market to someone.
Okay.
I've forgotten. Paul Jed, maybe. Can't remember.
Right.
He's going to come in here, maybe, a quarter to two.
Okay. So I'm yet
to...
So I'm taking over.
And what will you do with that?
The heroin smuggler.
The heroin? Did you read the thing on the Saturday morning?
What about it?
Hang on, make sure everyone's not eating anything.
That's right. Here's a story that'll bring up your gorge. Yeah. Are you having lunch? Okay, listen to this. This guy, he's bringing in 2.2 kilos of heroin, some Thai white, on his yacht, sailing through the South China Sea, gets in a bit of a tangle with some pirates, outruns them, but his boat then sinks.
Yeah.
He has a broken leg, swims to shore, clasping his 2.2 kilos of heroin with him.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
As you would, bugger the boat, take the smack, reaches the island, can't get around, broken leg. Takes himself, self-medicates with the smack. He's been there for 2 months when they find him. He's eaten himself to the waist.
You're making this up.
Devoured himself to the waist.
I suddenly realise you're making it up. You're not allowed to do that on radio. But it is a very strong painkiller. It's the best painkiller on the planet.
No wonder it's
illegal. 90% of Afghanistan's income is from heroin, it said this week. And it's going to take them 10 years to change the culture.
They've just said 200 more Aussie troops that are trying to siphon off a bigger share for ourselves. Yeah.
You think that's what they're there for?
Medical marijuana for his trader. Steve Covey was arrested at San Francisco Airport after spending years as a fugitive in Canada. There was an emotional farewell earlier in Vancouver before Covey was deported. He was escorted by his US lawyer who worried he could die without access to cannabis in jail. Covey, who credits the use of marijuana for controlling symptoms of a rare cancer, was to serve a 120-day sentence for a drug conviction when he fled the country. It's not clear whether he will face further charges. They'll never let him out, I reckon. And they put him in this freezing cold cell without a... one prison officer, there's a whole log being kept because he's allowed one phone call a day. One guy gave him a blanket. They made him a god. There's heaps of followers of that.
Wow.
Now, what's happened the latest with the Bali 9? I've got so much news here at
Steve. Okay, what's happening? Okay, they just brought...
Or is it the Bali 8?
They're begging for mercy.
Bali, what? Have they shot one already?
Have they shot one?
Here's yesterday. Please for mercy, echoed across Denver South City Court with some of the young Australians known as the Bali 9, begging to escape a lifetime or a firing squad. Sweltering in his black suit, Scott Rush spoke of the long-held dreams he had of visiting Bali, which now were realised when a friend of a friend offered a free holiday. First I thought he was joking. It was so easy to trust him. After 9 days of touring the island with his school friend Michael Sujad, the dream turned sour. Rush said the two alleged ringleaders, Sukumar and Chan, vowed to kill them and their families if they did not strap heroin to their bodies for the photo. I swear I did not know the bad plan of Andrew Chan and his friend to export narcotics. The prosecutor's call for life was unfair and inhumane. His sentence should reflect that he was trapped in this bad planning. The only female, Renee, stood nervous and apologised. I was given the choice to deliver in Australia or my family would be sent to the farm, in other words, killed. I would like to beg you and your inquiry that I'm sincerely sorry for what I've done. I need you to understand why I did it and ask for mercy.
Okay, the three guys caught in the hotel room, they're all saying, hey, we're just in the wrong place at the wrong time. We were
forced into it.
We weren't forced into anything. We didn't have any heroin strapped to our bodies.
Oh, these are the guys in the
street.
They didn't have any.
They're the cunning
boys.
And they're saying, no.
We didn't have any heroin.
No, we didn't have any.
Well, how do they prove that they did?
Well, they found some heroin identical to the heroin on the other three in the hotel room. Everyone's just saying, I think Renee's dobbed on all of them.
Yeah.
But, because she dobbed. She dobbed.
What do they say about the dobbing thing? What are they just saying? It's can say they're just making it up.
All saying it's lies.
Okay. So Super
don't know about the heroin in the room.
Supermarin chose not to speak, but his lawyers produced a sheaf of letters as character references, including one from his home Bush Boys High School principal, Brian Green, who described his 8 years ago as an described him 8 years ago as an extremely honest and reliable young man. The defence responses in the remaining barely 19 years. Today, that's today. What's happening? Don't know.
Cannabis smoker.
It was only 1 kilometre long the tunnel. There it is. 2 tonnes in 60 bales. I've got a whole lot of stuff.
Grass?
Yeah. The tunnel was lined with concrete and ventilated and had lights 26 metres below ground. The authorities confirmed it was a massive, much larger than 20 others detected since 2001.
Wow.
Terror attacks. The investigation continued to be one of the largest, most sophisticated cross-border.
You know what they're doing? I've just realised.
What?
My goddess powers have just snapped on me what's actually happening. They're going to cram the tunnel full of pot. They've just begun there with 2 tonnes.
Okay. It's going
to take about a million tonnes.
Yeah, yeah.
And all these other tunnels as well. Then they're going to fan force burn it into the United States.
Yeah.
It's another big story.
It's like great big joints.
Tornadoes of cannabis smoke.
Up through the country.
Yes.
The right time of year.
Yeah, just sucking people up and just spitting them out.
Tornadoes.
Yeah. I'll never notice it.
They won't notice.
It'll just be this big black cloud spinning in from Mexico.
That's right. It'll calm them down a bit.
Hey.
They might put their guns down. Roll down your gun.
Hey, read this carefully. Here's today's Yemen's hard line on drugs.
Hard line on drugs. Cannabis smokers may be forced to take counselling sessions on the links between marijuana and mental disorders to avoid being charged on the first offence.
In a rewriting of the... That's the cautioning laws. You can't read it.
You read much better.
The Daily Telegraph has learned Emma called for a review of the cannabis cautioning scheme to send a stronger message about the effects of marijuana on mental health. But the real crackdown will be brought to bear on those caught growing high-strength hydro, now thought to be a significant factor in rising mental health problems. The government is about to introduce what it claims will be the most hard-line legislation in the country, people facing 10-year jail for 5 plants, hydro plants.
Mm-hmm.
20 years made law for crops of 200 plants. A range of new offences apply to people who expose children to hydro drug houses. Yemen has undertaken a complete rewriting of cannabis laws in response to concerns from health authorities. It is a significant contributor to the mental health. No one wants to see a young person who has made a genuine mistake unfairly punished. This is Yemen.
Yes, I do.
But we can't downplay the health and social consequences of regular cannabis use. That's why I want to see whether this scheme can be used to further tackle cannabis use and its devastating impact on mental health. There is a growing evidence of a link between long-term and health. Regular use can exacerbate mental illness and associate criminal activity. Experts tell us that potent hydro-grown is a particular problem. Hydro can be between 5 and 7 times stronger. We better fix that bullshit up.
Now what? 5 and 7?
The cautioning scheme caught with 15 was introduced to offer police and stop clogging courts. She said there's been 18,000 done or something, a huge figure. It's been hailed a success to freeing up police to tackle serious crime and keeping people from attracting criminal records. Users issued with a warning and entered caution, requiring them to use. But less than 14% comply with the requirement of a counselling service. The government is drafting its response to a review of cannabis cautioning undertaken by the Bureau of Statistics. And there's an editorial. Now, here's the new penalties. $220,000 fine and or 10 years for growing 5 to 49 hydro plants. $385,000 or 15 years jail for 50 to
199.
$550,000, 20 years jail for 200. Hydro cannabis houses to be subject to same search warrant as heroin and amphetamine dens. Where's there a heroin den?
Where's their
They're in La La Land.
Sure, aren't
they? People making heroin here.
Hang on, they want you to have it. They fine you $200,000.
Settle down. 12 months out. Settle down.
Wait a minute, I'm not
going
to settle down at all. So you can only grow up to 4 plants.
Haven't finished reading yet.
You hit 5 plants and you're in 10-year trouble.
Yeah.
Bugger that.
$220,000
fine. How's the boy going to stay stoned?
The 20 will be GST. 12 months jail for people found on drug premises for first offence. So if you're in a house with hydro, automatic 1 year jail. There's going to be a lot of new jails. 5 years jail the second time you're caught in there. Better not be a rent. As long as they get the real estate guy and they're getting the rent.
Yeah, I wonder how...
2 years jail for theft of electricity. 2 years jail for thieving electricity.
Okay. Yeah, it is a big one. That one's going to get heaps of people.
Child endangerment.
Non-hydro people stealing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, mate. Where a child is exposed to the cultivation process or stored...
I worry about that stolen electricity one, and I'll tell you why. What if you steal a battery out of a tractor?
Oh, here's the big change.
Uh-huh.
Hydro retail
charter. Uh-huh.